Before the Fall, written by Francis Knight, read by Paul Thornley.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. No Hope Shitty. The name says it all, really. This particular part of the city, so far down it was almost the even worse boundary, was one of the crappier shit pits. The smell of hopelessness, fear, and the sweat of too many people seemed ground into the dank buildings that crammed every available space. I made my way along a swaying walkway that was only nominally attached to the clutch of gently mouldering boxes they called houses down here, and tried not to think how far down the gap underneath went. To keep my mind off the drop, I swore at Dendle in my head. Some damn fool notion he'd had was why I was here in the arse end of the city. Trying to find someone I wasn't even sure existed in a maze of synth-ridden houses and rotting walkways that looked as though they'd turn on me at any time and dump me down 20, 30 floors to the bottom of Boundary. Or even further to the newly opened pit, to Downside. Heights, or rather depths, make me nervous, and nervous makes me cranky. So I kept on swearing at Dendle in my head. Downside of music, all wailing voices and thumping drums, rattled crumbling walls unused to anything more raucous than the occasional bland hymn. Wary eyes peered out at me from cracked...